For Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. We now have two tax overhaul plans, one from the House and one from the Senate, just released yesterday. They both would cut the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 20%. They both double the standard deduction. They both lower taxes on wealthy estates. There are dozens of differences, however, and a big one comes down to timing. The Senate wants to hold off on lowering that corporate tax rate until 2019. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
The Senate proposal backpedaling on the corporate tax cut isn't going to be popular with corporations or the president, but it might solve a math problem. The tax plan can't lose more than $1.5 trillion in tax revenue over the next decade. Len Berman is a fellow at the Urban Institute.
So they're going to have to find ways to cut the cost of the bill. And by postponing the corporate tax for a year, they can save over $100 billion.
If the tax cut is delayed, businesses will have to adjust. But any stimulation as the result of a tax cut is conjecture, says UCLA business law professor Steve Bank.
If the top rate ever mattered for economic growth, and that's debatable, then delaying a cut in the top rate for a year is going to affect projections.
The Senate bill preserves proposals for immediate expensing of capital investments next year. Bank says as long as that's true, the tax rate might not matter much. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.